You know, I was thinking a lot about this. I know for me personally, my husband and I chose to come on to the committee because we have two young boys. Our oldest is a first grader in the IKM Manning School District right now. And we have to give these kids every fighting chance they have to put their best foot forward. And to my husband and I, that's twofold. We need to give them the skills at home and make sure we're nurturing the skills at home that they're learning. But we also have to do as much as we possibly can to support our teachers and to support our district and keep us going strong so that we can give these kids every chance to come back and fulfill the shoes that we're going to need, not only in our community, but outside communities as well.
And any more thoughts you want to add to that, Jean?
We have two children. Our daughter graduated in 09, and she was of the first class of the IKM Manning School District reorganized. And also, Allie is a senior. And something that's always been near and dear to our hearts, and probably most of you know, is that school, church, and community are very important to us, and to be able to serve and give back, and how can we do that? And with the things that we have been involved with, what I just feel the impact, to invest in education is investing in the future of our communities. Main Street, Iowa has done wonderful things for the Manning community and surrounding communities, and it's about collaboration. And when you build relationships, things happen. No one does it alone. And I feel that it's a three-pronged pillar, and I've used this quite often, that you have to have the school that shares the need, you have to have a driving force, the gala, the school foundation, to be able to host, manage, and organize an event. And you have to have the sponsorships, the individuals, the businesses, the alumni, and the community that supports it. And if you keep them in the know, what the need is, how do we promote this, have an event, and then show the effects of what's happening, that's how things survive and thrive. And in rural Iowa, if we are to move forward and to be able to offer the 21st century skills, we need to work with businesses. How are kids learning today? What are their needs? And this has been an eye-opening experience. I've been on the Partnerships for Families board for the four county area that our school has been involved with, and I serve on the Early Childhood State Board. It's our future.